monthly on-air meeting. It's hard to believe it's been almost 11 months since I've seen most of your smiling faces. As usual, as we have been doing in the past, format, we'll go around by quadrants and take check-ins, and then we'll go back to messages from the leadership team and then open it up for general messages from anybody. Let's start in the Northeast Quadrant. Anybody wishing to check in from the Northeast, please call KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8 Romeo Lima Charlie.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa, John.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Kilo Whiskey, Terry.
November Alpha 8 Lima, Terry.
The Northeast, we got KA8RLC, Cal, KD8RTP, John, N8PBC, John, KD8YFW, Terry, and NA8L, Terry. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot tonight. Anybody else in the Northeast?
Kilo, Delta, India, Oscar, November, Patrick, KD8ION.
KD8IOM, Patrick, got you. Anybody else, Northeast? I am hearing a key up with carrier only, but hopefully correct it and check in later. Let's move on down to the Southeast Quadrant.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango. KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW, Paul.
Okay, so far in the Southeast, we got KB8SYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, and KB8CMW, Paul. Any others, Southeast, please call KD8IIB. Moving on over to the Southwest Quadrant now. Please call KD8IIB.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee Mike November. Mark.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Whiskey Romeo. Bob.
Denny.
November 8 Uniform Tango India. NAUTI. Ed.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo. Bob.
Kilo, Delta 8, Kilo, Sierra, India, Holly.
Kilo, Delta 8, Hotel, Victor, X-ray, Jim.
And that hold in the Southwest so far, we got KB8YMN Mark, KD8WQY Denny, N8UTI Ed, and yes, I got your text with your smiling face, W8RWR Bob, KD8KSI Holly, and KD8HVX Jim. Any others in the Southwest Quadrant? With that, will move up to the northwest quadrant. Please call to check in. KD8IIB.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform. K6HRU. Bruce?
KE8ANW, Brian. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, November, Whiskey.
Net hold. First, I'll acknowledge K6HRU Bruce and then KE8ANW Brian. Marcel, I believe that was you, 88CM. If that was you, you came in. We could barely hear you. You were real scratchy, for lack of a better word. Confirm that that was you, and let's see if that's still scratchy.
I confirm that was me. As I was finishing, I was hearing the tail end of somebody else, so I doubled 88CM.
Okay, Marcel, we got you checked in. Okay, the station is double with Marcel or anybody else, Northwest Quadrant. Please call. W8RV, Ken, got you in there. You either doubled with somebody or it was you with the scratchiness. But anyway, we got you in there. Anybody else? Northwest Quadrant.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, and November 8, Sierra Echo Yankees on the way. Frank and Sharon.
Kilo Charlie 8, Tango Kilo Bravo, Steve KC8TKB.
That acknowledges K8OUP, or OVP Frank, NASCY Sharon, and KC8TKB Steve, I believe it was. Anybody else? Northwest. About any stations outside Franklin County or stations inside that may have been missed earlier, please call KD8IIB.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike, Southeast.
Mike, KB8MW, Southeast, and once again we got carrier from somebody, but no audio. Still carrier, no audio. Any of the stations outside Franklin County or inside that were missed earlier, please call KD8IIB.
BHBMW relay.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Or Paul.
Hey, Kevin, that's Bob. KD8SYP is trying to get in. I copied him on the input over.
Okay, thanks, Paul. We got KD8SYP Bob in there. Anybody else? For now, anyway, we'll go back to stations on the leadership team. And, John, since I hear you in here, any PVC, why don't you go ahead first?
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks to everybody who's on the net tonight. I'm going to be sending out an email to everybody, hopefully, in the next day or so. kind of a summary of this year. And normally this is the time we would normally do some fundraising, send out some email about donations and those sorts of things. So there may be some words in there about that as well. Other than that, we have the COVID vaccine that's out now, and we need to pay attention to those recommendations from the CDC regarding protecting ourselves and others, and I'll leave it at that. Back to you, Kevin.
Well, certainly, John. Let's see. How about Cal, K8RLC?
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Annette. K8RLC here. Unfortunately, in the world of events, not a whole lot to say of goings on, and other stuff seems to be status quo, though getting some rumblings about some stuff starting to pick back up in the spring. We'll have to wait and see when the weather clears. That's all I have, K8RLC.
Everybody's having such short announcements there, I hardly have time to type. Let's see, anybody, Patrick, do you have anything for us? K8ILM, Patrick, do you still on here? And if so, do you have anything for us? Apparently not. How about KD8YFW, Terry? Anything regarding EMA?
YFW? Not really. Chris Williams sent out an email to folks today related to a volunteer opportunity for Medical Reserve Corps personnel. And if you haven't signed up for that, go ahead. They could use people. Let's see, I think the fairgrounds is kind of, I don't know, maybe winding down. It's still going to be around for a while as far as I understand, but I don't know how much they need personnel. Probably could go into the website there and check it. I don't know what that website is offhand. And let's see, the other thing was that he was looking for volunteers that probably after January or in January and later. Hold a second. They're good. Probably with people to help out at the warehouse that they have down there, like receiving goods and packaging them up, inventorying them, issuing them out to authorized people, that kind of stuff. But that's sometime in the future. So that's all I have at the moment. Oh, I went into Strawberry Farms yesterday and got my photo ID for Medical Reserve Corps. So if you're into doing that, yeah, go for it.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. And probably a little later on, I'll see if either Jim or Mark have any additional on that, anything new that they've experienced in the past week or so. How about KE8AMW, Brian? You got anything?
No, I do not. Thank you very much. Back to the net control. KE8AMW.
Okay, how about NEUTI, Smiling Ed?
No, I really don't have anything either. NEUTI.
Okay, then I guess it's my turn. I will just remind people of upcoming NETs, as I usually do. Next week. Oh, I got to find my spot here in the, next week, December 23rd, KB8YMN, Mark. December 30th, N8YMTJ. January 6th, K8RLC, Cal. January 13th, KE8ANW Brian. January 20th will be our next on air, our 11th, I guess. And January 27th, N8YMT, Jay. This time we'll take any additional check-ins that may have been missed earlier. Please call Net Control, KE8IB.
WED8NVN, Whiskey Delta 8, November, Victor November, Bob New Rome.
WED8NVN, Bob got two N from New Rome. Anybody else? I don't hear any more check-ins at this time, so now we'll just throw it open. Anybody out there on the net tonight got any questions or items of interest or anything for the net tonight?
OVP, I got an email from the marathon, Columbus Marathon, saying they are trying to figure it out, but they do expect to do some running on it.
Affirmative, Frank. Yeah, I when I was making out the calendar for next year, I also checked on the marathon. They're still planning it for October, but last I saw, at least last week, they did not have a definitive date set yet. Anybody else?
W8STM, late check-in and words.
WESTM, I believe it was. Your audio was pretty low. Got you checked in. What was the name again?
This is W8STM. My name is Mike, Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf Mike. I did have some input for the net.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
This is Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf Mike. Yeah, I got word today that the Franklin County EMA will be putting out a call for volunteers, looking at this point for people to work in the warehouse for distribution of PPE and some other stuff. I don't know if it'll be working with the virus distribution or not, but, you know, be aware, and if you're interested, please be available to volunteer as they're looking for people to help to work with the pandemic mitigation. W8STM.
Thanks for the information, Mike. Yeah, we had heard that today in our weekly meeting, too, that they would be looking for that in the future. Regarding what Terry had said earlier, too, as far as I know, unless it's changed, last Friday was the last day of the flu vaccination clinics up at the fairgrounds. I believe they were still continuing the COVID testing there. And last I heard, they were hoping maybe next week, hopefully, to start some of the COVID vaccines, I believe, for first responders. I believe that was next week or possibly the week after. Jim or Mark, any additional on that?
This is KDHVX, Jim. I have nothing at this time. I'll check with Beth and see what we're doing and keep you updated. But at this time, I have no additional information. KDHVX.
AB8CMW.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Kevin, I just heard from Tim. He can't get into the net, PCP, but him and I are scheduled to volunteer up there next Wednesday. I thought he was supposed to volunteer today, but he told me by a text message that he did not go. They were to start next Monday doing the vaccines, and the hospitals were still going to do the testing. So I'll know more about this come next Wednesday, but that's that was what they told us up there a week ago Wednesday. Back to you, Kevin.
PSX, Paul. I kept saying Mark, thinking it was him, but that's right. It was you that signed up. Hey, I have a short memory. I'll blame it on age. So that does kind of confirm what I thought anyway. Anybody else with any questions, something good for the net, please call Net Control, KD8RIB.
KJ8A, with late check-in and info.
KG8AM, Kevin, and I forgot to acknowledge KA8PCP, who was not able to check in. Got him checked in. Kevin, go ahead with your info.
The warehouse volunteer opportunity does require a background check with the coroner's, with the sheriff's office. KG8AM.
Okay, copy that. I had not heard that, but that's good to hear. Did they give you any indication of when that might be needed?
You have to send an email, and they will get back to you on when they want the background check done. KJ8AM.
All right, copy. Thanks, Kevin. Anybody else? Please call.
This is Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf Mike. To follow up on that, I was just pulling up that email from the EMA. There's an email that went out looking for volunteers, and if you click on the link, they'll acknowledge that you're a potential volunteering one from there. And I can forward this if you guys are interested.
KD8YFW, I just forwarded that to you, Kevin.
Look for it, and if we think it's appropriate, then I'll put it out over the one call now. I'll check with the rest of the team on that. Anybody else?
Sorry to interrupt. Is any YMT late check-in if we're doing that?
YMT, Jay, got you checked in. Anybody else?
N8RFY, late check-in.
N8VJF, late check-in.
Check-in and RFY, give me your prefix again and your name.
N8RFY, Calvin.
All right, N8RFY, Calvin, I got you, and I knew that, but just couldn't think of it off the top of my head. Once again, it's an age thing, I guess. Any other check-ins? Anybody else with anything they'd like to bring up, or mention, or ask about, or anything to the net, please call. Now, this may be one of the shortest on-air, in-person on-air, whatever you want to call it, meetings that we've had. It's only 7:54, so I bet some people forgot it started at 7:30, and they'll be looking for where the net is at 8 o'clock. But, oh well. So, if there's no further business or check-ins, I'll close this session of our on-air meeting.
And we'll call it 25 minutes, because I now got 7:55. This is KD8IIB, returning the repeater back to normal operation. KD8IIB clear.